The Pennsylvania Attorney General released a bombshell of a report which slammed the Department of Environmental Protection and the state's Department of Health for not doing enough to protect residents from the health impacts of fracking. The 243-page report stems from a 2-year grand jury investigation. The grand jury listened to testimony from 70 households that had experience with the fracking industry in Pennsylvania, and the details were dramatic and disturbing. Children with chronic nosebleeds, stress, anxiety, headaches, shortness of breath, coughing.
This very much lined up with what we've heard.
Allison Steele is the executive director of the Southwest Pennsylvania Environmental Health Project, which works with residents who live near gas industry infrastructure. I recently talked with Steele about the grand jury's report. In part of its response to the report, the Department of Environmental Protection said that the report was inaccurate because there were no dates or evidence listed for these anecdotal experiences by residents. But the report details how DEP and especially the Pennsylvania Department of Health ignored reported accidents and health complaints by residents. A nurse testified that she and others were told that if someone called to report a complaint and used any one of 15 to 20 words that described fracking activity, she had to refer them to a supervisor, which she described as sort of being a black hole. Nothing was done after that. Did that surprise you? What was your reaction reading that?
The impression that I've gotten just from hearing the stories of the people we work with is that there's kind of a lack of hope and certainly a lack of trust in these agencies. So I was personally, really not surprised to read that.
The report talks about the work of Dr. Brown, a public health toxicologist, and others from your organization, and how they treated the health impacts people were reporting around fracking as a public health outbreak. The grand jury contrasted that with what the state's Department of Health did, which initially was nothing. Can you summarize the steps that were taken in terms of identifying specifically air pollution issues and how you advised residents to deal with those issues?
Yes, Dr. David Brown is the public health toxicologist on our team, and I believe the real value that he brought to our team that really set us apart as an organization and in our approach here is treating this issue the same way you would approach a disease outbreak, where you go in and you ask questions and draw conclusions based on what is going to be incomplete information at the time. We are still learning more every day, but based on the information collected, you can draw conclusions and then test that hypothesis. And so in doing the health surveys with the communities and pairing that with air quality monitoring, we were able to see who was experiencing health symptoms and if they were also experiencing higher particulate counts, higher VOC counts, volatile organic compounds, some of which cause irritation to the eyes, nose, and lungs, some of which are carcinogenic. So in a public health crisis, you're looking more at preventing something rather than dealing with treatment. So we want to be able to take this information and in identifying the source, limit the exposure for the people in these communities. We actually assembled a set of recommendations for when your risk is higher based on wind speed and time of day, when it's okay to open your windows, when to leave them closed if you're living near one of these sites that could be potentially impacting your health.
The report indicates that the State Department of Health, under the current Wolf administration, is doing more to address fracking health concerns. In 2015, it created a complaint questionnaire and developed a data registry, which initially was funded with, I think, $100,000, and it doesn't have a lot of entries, and that they've worked with DEP to collect health complaints. Do you think this health registry is useful? What do you think of it?
Not a lot of people have used the registry to date. We have spoken with community members who feel that they have reached out to the DOH, that they have used the DOH registry and really not gotten much of a response. So we do feel that the DOH could have been doing more in the past, but we're hoping that the grand jury report and bringing these things to light will help to move things along faster. And we are looking forward to a productive relationship with the Department of Health moving forward.
The report makes 8 recommendations. to make the industry safer and protect people's health. One is to increase setbacks. The minimum distance an oil or gas well could be drilled from a home is 500 feet right now. The grand jury recommends 2,500 feet and even more from schools or hospitals. And in a public statement about the report, you suggested another number. So what is that number and why? Where does it come from?
These setbacks relate to air pollution. The numbers that we recommended, 1 kilometer or 3,281 feet for small facilities, and then a larger setback, 2 kilometers or 6,600 feet for larger facilities, and then also that same distance to protect facilities that might have at-risk populations such as daycares, schools, hospitals, nursing homes. Those recommendations actually come from a study that we did several years ago. So we're not saying that there is a safe distance. At the moment, we cannot say that any specific distance is safe, only that the farther you get, the safer it is. The greater the setback, the greater the public health protection. And these are actually the numbers that we recommended to the grand jury when we testified in the hearing.
Yeah, another recommendation is to strengthen air pollution regulations by looking at all pollution sources impacting residents. So if there are multiple sources of air pollution, even from different companies, they should be considered together instead of regulated separately. Now, the DEP says in its remarks about the report that this is impractical. What's your take?
I think the Attorney General had a very good analogy in his press conference when he was talking about this report. If you're walking down the street and you pass one person with a cigarette, yeah, that might be a little unpleasant, but it's probably not going to have a significant health impact. But if you're surrounded by a number of people with cigarettes, that's a very different story. It really is not practical to look at the emissions from one site and not any of the other sources in that airshed.
Well, now that this report is out, what should happen next? What do you think the impact of this report could be or will be?
I think the impact of this report is that it will help to get public health into the conversation or even central to the conversation. In the entire time we've been experiencing this fracking boom in Pennsylvania, whenever there's an argument as to whether or not it should happen, it always comes back to economics. Very rarely have I heard public health be part of the equation, and that's what EHP is here to do. And we think this report will really help in refocusing the conversation to make sure that, you know, okay, if we're going to do this, how can we do it in a way that does not negatively impact the health of Pennsylvanians?
Allison Steele is the executive director of the Southwest Pennsylvania Environmental Health Project. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.